Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate this wild journey called life, one mindful moment at a time. Now, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us. Forgiveness. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know, the kind that weigh you down and make it hard to move forward? Yeah, we've all been there. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions, it's about releasing the grip those actions have on your heart and mind. It's a powerful act of self-love and liberation, and trust me, it makes a world of difference. So let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and truly let go. First up, remember that holding on to anger or resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's seriously hurting you more than anyone else. Think about it: when you focus on the hurt, you miss out on the joy, the beauty, and the amazing experiences life has to offer. You get stuck in a cycle of negativity that drains your energy and prevents you from blossoming into the incredible person you are meant to be. Number two, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging the pain, learning from it, and choosing not to let it define you. It's like recognizing a scar. It tells a story, but it doesn't have to control your movement or limit your potential. Think of it as making peace with your past, allowing yourself to heal and move forward without being chained to the hurt. Now, here's something really important. Forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a whole lot of self-compassion. You might find yourself going back and forth, feeling waves of anger and sadness. That's okay. Be patient with yourself, just like you would be with a dear friend going through the same thing. Treat your inner critic with kindness, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. Fourthly, forgiveness doesn't require reconciliation. You don't have to become best friends with the person who hurt you to forgive them. Forgiveness is primarily for you. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional shackles of anger and resentment. It allows you to create space for peace, joy, and love in your life. And finally, remember that practicing forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing process. There will be times when you stumble, feel those old emotions resurfacing. But with each act of forgiveness, you become stronger, more resilient, and more capable of navigating the complexities of life with grace and compassion. Ever been in a situation where someone said something hurtful, maybe even unintentionally? You felt that sting, that instant wave of anger or disappointment. And suddenly, your mind starts replaying the moment, analyzing every word, every tone. You might even find yourself rehearsing what you'd say if you had another chance to respond. I know, I've been there. Last week, I was working on a project with a team member who seemed to take my ideas and run with them without giving me much credit. It felt like a tiny stab in the heart. My initial reaction? You guessed it, anger and resentment flared up. But then I stopped. Took a deep breath and remembered these key takeaways about forgiveness. I realized that holding onto this hurt wouldn't benefit anyone, especially not myself. So instead of letting those negative emotions take over, I decided to approach the situation with compassion. I reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes and maybe my teammate wasn't intentionally trying to undermine me. I chose to communicate openly and honestly about how their actions made me feel. And guess what? It was surprisingly liberating. By choosing forgiveness, not only did I release the anger and resentment, but I also opened up a space for constructive communication and understanding. So remember, beautiful souls, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a powerful tool that can help you break free from the shackles of negativity and create a more peaceful, fulfilling life. Don't be afraid to embrace it, even when it feels challenging. Keep those hearts open, keep practicing at self-love, and remember every day is a fresh start. Let go of what no longer serves you, embrace forgiveness, and watch as your world transforms into a place of joy, abundance, and light. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And if you resonate with these insights, leave us a review. It means the world to me. Until next time, stay radiant and keep shining your beautiful light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.